And Brian, another stock we're watching here this morning, not related to Russia and Ukraine, that's Target. Target shares are up slightly in the pre-market here. The company is out with an interesting release here this morning, saying it's lifting its wages to a range of $15 to $24 an hour, depending on what markets, depending on certain markets, and depending on what jobs per se. But again, big move here by Target that I believe will cost it $300 million. And of course, Brian, this comes before Target reports its earnings tomorrow and has a key investor day in person, I should say, in New York City. But again, Target was really one of the first retailers a couple of years ago, I think it was 2017, to come out here and lift wages to $15 an hour. It looks like now the company's still in that leadership position.
Yeah, and to be clear, I think the notice is that it could increase up to $24 per hour. It's not like in every part of the country where they have stores, it'll be going up immediately to $24 an hour. But you imagine that it'll probably be happening in a lot of those high cost cities like perhaps New York and Chicago, Los Angeles, where they do have a bit more priority on these kind of city kind of shaped, smaller scale down stores that are in the centers of a lot of these big metro areas. But Brian, you know, interesting to me that they would make this announcement a day before their earnings. Do you think there's anything to be gleaned from this and perhaps what we should expect to see tomorrow?
As being a longtime Target watcher, Brian, they like to highlight these wage announcements. And this is another big announcement from Target that deserves, I would say, to stand on its own. Hence, you drop it today. Now, historically, these investor days for Target have been hit or miss. I remember going to one in New York City a couple of years ago where they outlined really an aggressive long-term capital allocation plan and how they thought about remodeling their stores. And the market absolutely hated it, really punished Target stock. Now, in hindsight, those investments have really paid off here for Target. Looking out over the past few years, they remodeled a lot of stores, gotten a lot of great workers, doing a lot of things before a lot of other retailers out there. So that is good. So that maybe perhaps that's what you could see in the early going.
Why do they have it in New York City as opposed to in Minneapolis where they're based? Why aren't they requiring you to go out to Minneapolis in the middle of the winter?
Well, I would. I certainly would, Ryan, but this is where all the banks are. I think this gives a good opportunity for Target to come back to New York City, visit with its bankers, see its analysts that cover the company in person here. So hence, Target is coming to New York City, not having this day in good old Minneapolis in its own backyard.